Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Laura Stiles here. Check out season 2 of Summer Jam Through the Years, available on all podcast platforms. Get the behind-the-scenes stories from hip-hop's biggest concert. Listen to hip-hop history on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Represent the hood.
Summer Jam, it's such a moment, it's such a big stage. Summer Jam is just one of those staples in hip-hop.
Hot 97 Summer Jam.
To be somebody, you gotta be on the Hot 97 Summer Jam stage.
Hot 97 Summer Jam, one of the most overwhelming experiences of my life.
Summer Jam means so much to me. Always going to see all our favorite artists.
Everybody on that big Summer Jam stage.
You never know what you might see at Summer Jam.
Well, that was dramatic.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No. I like, that's the energy I'm looking for today, Shani.
That's how you start a day.
Today, I'm on a day with that. You feel the beautiful air outside?
Moment of silence. Let's go. Bang.
Oh, man. Well, we will have a moment of silence for the incredible Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Passed away, man.
That was one of those ones that kind of crept up and hit you like you hadn't really thought about that happening. I hadn't thought about Tina Turner a lot recently. And then at the same time when I heard, I was like, oh, damn. It was a weird one. Because she was big in our childhood.
Yeah. And to be honest, because I know somebody's family member who died yesterday.
Oh, man.
And in the text, they said, well, maybe he's up there with Tina Turner now. And I was like, I guess Tina Turner was his favorite artist. I was so, like, not understanding the text. Like, I thought, did Tina die? I guess, and maybe...
In your mind, you considered that maybe she had already died.
Right.
You were like, she already died?
And, like, now he's with his favorite artist of all times. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I'm like, Tina Turner died?
Today.
Oh. So they, like, together...
Probably not, though.
Arrived at the same time.
But she's probably still in VIP. I mean, let's just be honest.
She's in first class. He's the coach.
But Tina Turner, if you're a younger person out there, you may not be able to... It's hard to fully contextualize her fame, because when you look at her, like, if you go to a streaming app and you type in her name, you're not going to find that many songs that you know. At least I didn't. I wasn't like, oh, I know this one and this one. It's not, she's not that. She just, like, represented something more.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like kind of how Rihanna has this unapologetically me kind of energy. It was like Tina Turner had that, like, fierce, independent, I'm me, and I'm not going to apologize for being me.
Yes.
Kind of vibe.
And her story was so important. You know, she went through so much. She went through a lot of abuse and, like, how she really pulled herself out and went through her own spiritual healing.
Yes. It's one of the first stories of spousal abuse in a real way with Ike Turner that everybody knew.
Right.
Maybe the first example. You know, when I tell you guys the amount of terrible, classless rap references there were to Ike and Tina, I mean, it was like the standard, I don't know.
Wasn't Biggie Smalls snap Tina Turner, give a flashback
to Ike?
Yeah, but Hov too.
Everyone did it. I mean, it was just because it was the only cultural sort of thing people knew. And then, of course, she had a career with Ike too. They have a lot of hits together too.
Yes.
You probably know more of her joints from then, maybe even than her solo career when she kind of went a little more rock pop.
True.
Was her style.
I think I saw something yesterday that was like she was inducted into Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice. I was like, once with Ike and Tina and then the one by herself.
Yeah. So rest in peace to the great Tina Turner.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. I'll give you more details and some beautiful, touching tributes that I saw from Angela Bassett and Beyonce. Super dope. So we'll cover it on the flashing lights a little later on.
All right, cool. How about now we play a little Laura Neverlewy?
Let's go. Who do we got? Who's on the phone?
Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, what's up? How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. What do you do for a living, Nicole?
Oh, surgical tech.
Surgical tech.
I am.
You're the last face someone sees before they go night-night.
It sure is.
Do you hit people with some count back from 10, 9, Asleep.
Yep.
Exactly.
All right. They never make it to 10.
I know, never make it a full 10. All right, hold on, Nicole. Who else we got, Shawnee?
We got Lewis.
Lewis.
Good morning.
What's popping, Lewis?
What's going on? Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
And what do you do for a living, Lewis?
So I work at a hospital. I'm an assistant director of patient access.
Okay.
Assistant director of patient access. All right, we got a couple of people who work in the medical field. We appreciate you both.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes.
But absolutely.
But Nicole, we appreciate you slightly more, so you get to choose who you want to represent you, myself or Laura.
Laura.
All right, Nicole, me and you. Me and you.
I made a vow. We're going to put you guys on hold and then play this game. I had a valiant comeback yesterday, but came up just short.
Yeah, it was good.
Laura, what are we playing for today?
Tickets to see Little Jerk for the Sorry for the Drought tour going down at the Barclays Center August 5th.
Did you just call him Little Jerk?
No, I said Little Jerk.
If you go back to
Did I say Little Jerk?
I swear to God.
Oh, no.
I think she called him Little Jerk.
Oh, no. I hear he's a nice guy.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Little jerk.
Yo, how have we never? That is the most overly obvious joke that you wouldn't even think of it.
Right, little jerk.
When you think of it, it's hilarious.
It's so stupid.
Okay. Let's play. 60 seconds on the clock. It's time for Laura.
Never leaves it.
Right here we go.
Okay.
It is being rumored that Shakira will be collaborating. Rosenberg.
It'll be rumored that Shakira is collaborating with Cardi B.
That is a fact.
Yes.
That was hard. My brain
Which
was
U.S.
working.
President was an undefeated amateur wrestler?
Oh.
Oh, God.
I don't know this.
Three. Two.
Peter.
Rosenberg.
I should know this, and I don't.
I know. I'm looking at you like this is all you.
Three. Teddy Roosevelt.
Incorrect. Laura Stiles.
Lincoln
Whatever. Is correct.
Oh!
Wow. I wish you guys could see Laura's stupid faces that she makes.
I know. Tom Brady just bought into ownership. Wow, Laura.
I know this one. The Raiders.
Raiders, NFL team. That's what he got.
Yeah.
In the international radio alphabet, which word represents the letter A?
Peter.
Rosenberg.
Alpha.
Alpha's correct. Tie game. Who is taking heat because he said Bruno Mars has more? Who? Rosenberg.
I know this.
Someone just
this
said
is to break the tie.
I just saw the headline. Hold
Two,
on. Hold on. I can't think when you guys think all this noise.
Laura.
Laura
That was
Stiles.
Literally not fair. I didn't get a chance to even breathe or think. You guys were screaming and yelling and counting down.
You've had even more time. It is Nick Cannon, sir. Nick Cannon.
I almost said that.
That would be correct.
Damn it.
Laura wins.
Oh, my gosh.
You were right there.
I'm hurt by that one because I knew Nick Cannon was in my mind. I just couldn't picture it anymore.
Did she leave?
No, that's me.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Damn well, congratulations,
Nicole. Damn it. Now she got hung up on by Shawnee.
Oh, no.
We can't find her. There she is, Nicole. Congratulations.
Congratulations, honey. You're going to go see Little Dirk. Not to be confused with Little Jerk, okay?
Okay.
Little Dirk at the Barclays Center, August 5th, all right?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, hold tight. We're going to get some info from you. And coming up in a flashing lights report, we will reflect on the life of the iconic Tina Turner. Coming up next.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash. Lights.
Oh man, sad day yesterday. The iconic, the adored, the queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, passed away at 83 years old. Now, a statement from Tina's reps say it's with great sadness that we announce the passing of Tina Turner. Her music and her boundless passion for life. She enchanted millions of fans around the world and inspired the stars of tomorrow. So right now, I haven't seen anything. I mean, look, there was no cause of death, but TMZ did put out that she, during like World Kidney Day, she had posted about like high blood pressure, how she wishes she would have taken care of her kidneys a little bit more. But right now, we don't know. She was living in Switzerland. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, with her husband. She had a Swiss husband from forever, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time, I think.
They showed pictures, side-by-side pictures. They've been together for like 30 years.
Yeah. I saw some beautiful tributes, though. I really loved Angela Bassett. She went on Instagram and just, you know, it's a lot, you know, but you guys should take a look at it. It's just really beautiful.
Angela Bassett played her, by the way.
Yes.
For people who don't know.
And Tina Turner said that she was just like, she loved the way Angela Bassett played her because she never felt that Angela mocked her in any way. To your point, Rosenberg, how people use her story sometimes as like a cheap punchline.
I think that, and I think she was also like very sort of, you could do impressions of her. Like she was a character who would get done on Saturday Night Live, you know?
Yeah.
Shawnee, pot up the...
Look, Angela Bassett said, real quick, she said, her final words to me, for me, were, you never mimicked me. Instead, you reached deep into your soul to find your inner Tina. And showed her to the world.
Every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're gonna take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're gonna do the finish. Right. It's where we do Proud Mary. Rolling on the river. Listen to the story now. Left a good job in the city. Working for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And I was worrying.
And then, of course, from closer to our childhood.
Yeah. And this specifically was about her. Well, I don't know. I feel like it was about her relationship, right?
Well, they were already out of it, though, right?
And it was the movie connected to this one. But conceptually, like, you know, it's that, but don't you love him?
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react.
I always thought it was hilarious. My dad's best friend told me when he was young. He's younger than my dad. When he was younger, he thought the words were, what's left after doing it, after doing it.
What?
On this one.
Only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than.
Listen.
What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
Yeah, that was like her hit from our childhood.
Right. It gives you goosebumps, right? Her voice is so raw and real. And what an incredible woman that led an incredible life.
Indeed.
Rest in peace to the great Tina Turner. That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 7:01. High of 69 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHD-FM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Having some health problems and don't know what's wrong? Don't text your group chat asking for opinions on what's wrong with you. Your friends aren't doctors. You need a doctor you can trust. On ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you, listen to you, and prioritize your care. No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor you haven't met yet. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Plus, they treat almost every condition under the sun. When you're not feeling your best and you're just trying to hold it together, finding great care shouldn't take up all your energy. Go to ZocDoc.com/Ebro and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/Ebro. ZocDoc.com/Ebro.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Yesterday, for some reason, at the end of the day, I just found myself, you ever just get parts of a song in your head and just keep saying it over and over again? Yeah. No matter what Natalie said to me, I would just say, "Gra, keep it a stack." Sometimes the only thing to say is, "Gra, keep it a stack." You know what I mean?
That's it.
Otherwise, what is there if it's not "gra"? Laura, how would you define "gra"?
I was just about to say that. "Gra," how would you spell it?
"Gra."
"Gra." Like, keep it a stack.
I mean, all due respect.
Like, keep it a stack.
Yeah. Give us the Ice Spice. It's her. It's her. I don't give a damn, and I'm still getting money. I know who I am. Like, keep it a stack.
Move on, cause they know I got bands. They be trying, I don't give a damn, and I'm still getting money. Like, I know who I am. G R R R, but you gotta roll the R.
It's no, G- no, no. G R R A A H H.
That's yes. G R A H.
Just that's it? Just Gra. One R?
But you got to roll, yeah, roll the R.
Gra. Well, maybe two or three R's.
There are kids now, like 17 right now, just cringing so bad listening to these old. But how do I spell gra? Keep it a stack. Keep it a stack. That's the thing that I find confusing.
Yeah. Give us the button for Jesse and John.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Oh.
Wait.
The story is so nuts. Now, I sent this in our group chat yesterday, but it just keeps getting worse and worse. Now, there's a man by the name of Humberto Marchand. Okay? This man is from Puerto Rico. Okay. Puerto Rican. So he had prepaid for a Hertz rental car. He's going on a trip. He went to New Orleans, and he showed up to pick it up. So he shows his ID. And the Hertz worker denied the man his prepaid rental car because he thought that Puerto Rico was another country. He insisted that the man show a U.S. passport. And he's like, yo, this is a valid license.
Right.
So this turned into an argument, and it got so bad that they called the police on the man.
What?
Then the police come. The Kenner Police Department comes. Completely dismisses anything that Humberto has to say. Does again another moron that thinks that Puerto Rico is a different country.
Right.
And the customer records all of this, and they're like, "You're never gonna be able to rent from us again, bruh." He puts it up on social media, and it got pretty. You know, social media, power of social media. You never know where it's gonna get. So things got so bad.
Wow.
That there was a letter written to the CEO of Hertz from Puerto Rico's representative in Congress. And they were like, "Fam, we are so sorry. We are going to start an initiative to educate our employees."
That is crazy.
Puerto Rico. So I'm reading about the story and I'm like, oh my God, all these people. And then right below it, there's another story. I mean, it's Spirit Airlines, but this family at Spirit Airlines was going to travel.
Spirit?
Yes.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
She needed to provide a passport for her toddler. And they were like, yo, you know, her and her family were flying from California to Puerto Rico. They're like, "We don't need a passport to go to Puerto Rico." They were like, "Yes, you do." And didn't allow her on her flight.
Wow.
Fam.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Bro, this is nuts. How can people be this stupid?
People don't know.
People are not stupid. People.
But if this is your job, you know what I mean? Like if you work for an airline or if you work with tourists, you know, you would think that.
Yes. Oh, that's true. If that is your field is travel, then you think you have some idea that Puerto Rico is part of the United States.
Bro.
I will say, though, that I found that a few weeks ago when WWE was in Puerto Rico and I hosted the kickoff show, I did struggle when I was talking about the Puerto Rican performers there were. Describing what it was like for them going back. I was like, back in their home place. Because it's not their home country.
Yeah,
America's their home country.
Back to the island. Right.
Okay. I know, but that's what I'm saying. You still have to like look for the wording because it is different than just being like, they're from Milwaukee. It doesn't, because right. it culturally has its whole own entire thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same thing with Hawaii or the Virgin Islands or Alaska. You're not necessarily thinking.
Yeah. Nothing to worry about. But Hawaii is a state. Virgin Islands is not.
Yeah, right. Correct.
And but part of the U.S.
Yes. Yeah. But neither is Puerto
right,
Rico.
Right. But Puerto Rico is part of the U.S.
It's a territory.
It's a territory. It's part of the U.S. adjacent. It's a state adjacent.
You don't need a passport.
But it's also a country adjacent.
Right.
It's complicated.
It is.
But these people should know. It's their field.
It's their field.
I do know one thing. If you show up with your driver's license in Puerto Rico, you're Gucci.
That's it.
You can drive.
Nice.
You're fine.
Oh, man. Anyway, what's going on with you?
Mine would be the big announcement yesterday. Laura was very excited about it because Laura...
I was not very excited. I'm just like, ugh.
Sneaky guess. I think Laura's voting for Ron DeSantis.
Shut
the
hell up.
I'm just kidding.
No, don't even say that. I detest that man.
She's just obsessed with hating him, so she does stuff about him a lot.
She loves to hate him.
Yesterday, he announced his candidacy for president. Nothing to worry about. Big deal because... He did it on Twitter, on a Twitter Spaces. You know, that's when you can go on Twitter. By the way, guys, if you're not familiar, Twitter is this app that used to be of relevance and you'd see things you might want to see. Now it's just like going to like, now Twitter is like the social media equivalent of going to a store that's having a going out of business sale. And when you walk in, it just looks like it looks like people were just coming through picking the meat off the bones. That's to me what Twitter now feels like. But either way. Ron DeSantis did his announcement there. Awesome. Elon Musk was there to host it himself.
Wow.
That's how big a deal it was.
Wow.
Unfortunately, when it started, there was no sound, and it was a complete technological disaster.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's not how you want to start things off.
No.
Come on, fam. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out with Ron DeSantis because... You know, Trump insists he's running. Trump insists he's not backing down no matter what happens with his court cases.
Makes sense.
And he's polling way higher than DeSantis. And
sure.
DeSantis has a major disadvantage when you're up against a bully like Trump. He's short.
He's short.
You know he's going to catch it. Well, I don't know what the name's going to be.
You'd be like, all right, little guy.
Oh, psh.
Something.
Remember, Laura, remember how he used to do Marco Rubio?
Yeah.
Was it Little Marco? Was that what it was, Griff? Little Marco.
Little Marco.
You call him Little Marco. Yo, straight up old school bully tactics.
I mean, he's slick with it. Trump is slick with it.
So we're going to get
entertaining.
We're going to get to watch them both, you know, congratulate each other to death. Also, Lord, you see this story? I don't know if it fits quite in congratulations, you played yourself. But did you see the Kim Kardashian Kanye West story?
Which one?
Well, Kim hit Kanye with the button.
Oh.
For, as she put it, making up a, quote, insane narrative about Kris Jenner. This is in the season 3 premiere of the new Kardashian show.
Okay.
On Hulu. Premieres this week. And she says there's a lot going on right now with Kanye and things are going on in the media, radio shows and interviews. A teary-eyed Kim told her mom, Kris Jenner. She says that she's having an anxiety attack. And goes on to say, even though all the craziness and everything Kanye says about us, like, I never comment, I never post. Like, he has made up the most insane narrative about you and the tape. She means the sex tape. And if you're like me and you're reading this and believing any of it and thinking it's not just a plot line of the TV show.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Now, that's not to say I don't believe what she's saying in that spot. I'm just saying it's so tactical when it comes out.
Right.
Like, I believe those feelings she really has. No one likes someone going off about their mom.
Right.
Of course not.
But if you're going to do it, you're going to do it on your show.
Yeah. And, I mean, listen, we don't know the truth of it, just how calculated the whole Kim K, Ray J thing was. But Kanye did speak crazy about Kris Jenner. So I understand Kim being tight about it.
It's her mom at the end of the day.
Ultimately. And at the beginning of the day, Laura.
Yeah.
At every time of the day.
True.
That's her mom.
Can't change it.
100%. All right, we got a lot to do today. And 8 o'clock, guys. First of all, Ebro should finally be back off of his plane and back on the program.
Okay.
And we're going to do our Hip Hop 50, the greatest songs in hip hop history. We've picked an era. Mm-hmm. The songs are in. And at 8 o'clock... You can listen to us right here. Jump on the Hot 97 app as we get into the top 50 songs in hip hop history. Cast Uno.
Jonathan.
Hey, what's up?
Jonathan got curved by Alana. They went out to lunch. Then they got some ice cream. They went on a walk through Prospect Park, Brooklyn.
Okay.
They really hit it off and had a great conversation. Oh, wow, Jonathan. You guys held hands.
Oh.
Yes.
But you went in for a kiss, and what happened, bro?
Ah, man. She pushed me away. She said she doesn't kiss on the first date. But, you know, I respect.
Respected
it. Like, it just messed me up because I could have sworn she told me this story about this one-night stand she had one time while we were on the phone.
Yeah, but that wasn't a date. See, let me help you out, brother. When a woman tells you she had a one-night stand, that was just her being crazy. She was, like, being slutty for the night. You know what I'm saying? She was living out her whore fantasies. That doesn't mean that on a legit date she wants to start kissing. That's different.
Yeah, you can't assume, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. It's just, I don't know, like, just the way the date was going, you know, it felt right, and I went for it, and it didn't go.
So now, here in the notes, the producer, you told the producer, at the end of the night, you went in for another kiss.
Damn.
After she told you she wasn't going to kiss you?
Right. The whole date, it was going well, you know, like, it felt right. She said no again, and I respected that.
It doesn't seem good.
And when you get along with somebody and you have a good rapport, it just feels like natural progression, you know?
Yeah, but no. Yeah, but no. She already told you no, fam.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be able to feel it out.
Let's go farther. Get Alana on the phone, Jonathan, and let's see what she has to say. You know, we might be way off on this, all right?
Okay.
All right, man. So, Jonathan, Alana's agreed to be on the show, but she doesn't know that you're on the phone, okay? But, Jonathan, if you feel compelled for all of our entertainment, please jump in. Talk your shit if she starts going left, okay?
Okay.
Good morning, Alana. How are you?
Good morning. Hi.
Hey, you're on the radio now, so just so you know, you're live with Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg.
All right, now. What's up?
Hey. Thank you for coming on Curved and agreeing to tell us what happened with your date with Jonathan.
Jonathan, he's nice looking and everything, but he just has no regards for this earth.
Wait,
he, like, we were in the park, we went for a walk and everything, and he, like, threw his napkin on the ground. Like,
oh, he's a litter bug.
Like, the city is already dirty enough as it is, but you don't have to add to it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we started talking about things like global warming and all the other stuff. Mm. He's like, I don't believe in any of that. He's like, it's whatever. He just really became very selfish and self-absorbed into whatever he needs and wants.
Self-absorbed? Whoa, hey.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Alana, Jonathan's on the phone.
Okay.
She don't care.
She don't care. So?
You don't care. You just going to go on here and call me selfish and self-absorbed? Well, clearly you didn't listen to the conversation that we had about global warming.
Clearly I did, like, because you said nothing to the fact that you care about any aspect of this planet dying. You just literally littered.
All right, Jonathan, one at a time. Alana, let's hear from Jonathan, the litter bug scumbag. And by the way, guys, use climate change. Oh. Climate change is the term. Climate change.
Oh, man, litter bug scumbag. You know what, man? Whatever. Listen, me throwing a napkin on the ground is going to kill an entire planet. So first and foremost, stop with that noise. That's number one. Number two, and more importantly, someone's going to pick that up. So if I don't pick up the piece of trash, I'm taking someone else's job from them. You know?
Whoa, that is a reach.
That is a hot take.
Oh, my God.
Different kind of reach. Yo, is your arm hurting? Because that is a reach.
That's
absolute fact.
Jonathan, let's remember why you reached out is because you were curved by Alana. So you going into your political tirade about what's a hoax and not believing in science is not helping us deal with the reason we're doing it.
Not believing in science? Tell me proof, Ebro.
I don't know.
Once you turn on Ebro, things get bad.
I don't know why you're coming from me when clearly if you could read an article and not just listen to Fox News, you would know right. that the science world has been tracking this, and we've had some of the hottest months on planet Earth ever.
Why do you think I watch Fox News?
Well, because anyone,
you sound just like them.
Because if you don't believe, if you don't believe, hold on, settle down, settle down.
Well, Alana, Alana, as you can see, dating this individual wouldn't have been great to have an adult conversation.
Don't believe everything you read on the internet.
Wait, you believe the environmental problems we're facing as a country or internet stuff?
I read something on the internet.
All right. Yo, Alana, Alana. Alana, Jonathan. Jonathan and Alana. Clearly, this isn't going to work out for you.
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on a second. Alana, can you fall back for 1 second?
She's stupid. Y'all stupid. She's
wait, now she's stupid and we're stupid? Your name caller?
Each other's time and calling about this, okay? Because clearly, I'm around a bunch of damn morons and f***ing idiots.
Oh, yo, hey, Jonathan. Oh, and he banged? And he banged on him.
Wow. Wait, Alana.
Yeah.
Whew, good thing. You dodged the bullet there, Alana. Good call.
Good riddance, Alana.
You a genius.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Wait, what? What was that? What was that, John?
What did you say, John? John said something. Hold on. Turn on my... John?
Hello? Hello? Hi.
Are you just lying? Are you just making something up?
No, I really... I had your invite.
What do you mean you had my invite? So the other night when you dissed me at Michael Che's birthday...
I didn't... And not at...
Here we go again.
I had your invite.
What do you mean you had my invite?
I was supposed to send you an invite.
What do you mean you were supposed to?
Like, they asked me, hey, you invite whoever you want.
Oh, they didn't say me specifically.
No, you were in the stratosphere of invites.
And who's they who said that?
People.
Che?
Maybe.
This oh, guy. My God. You're not helping the situation. Okay, for context and the people who are listening, Juanito never invites Rosenberg to his fabulous events that he does. Meanwhile, Rosenberg always gets some tickets to WWE. Well,
and not only that, you know, Juanito's been DJing now for the great Michael Che, who you may know as a comedian from SNL for the last few years. Mm-hmm. But I've known Che the entire time. And Che will show up to random one-ep events and is like, he's a friend of Jay's.
It's love.
No, it's definitely love. Me, my relationship with Che is great. He loved the Real 8 album. He hit me when my album came out. Was like, yo, the album's awesome, blah, blah, blah. Great relationship. Oh. He definitely would, if I showed up at his birthday, he definitely would be nothing but happy that I popped up.
This sounds like an issue with you and Che rather than
No, it's not. Because, I mean, listen, I don't expect him to think of me. I get it. I'm not on his immediate list. It. I'm not saying that. I mean, listen, he's not getting a wedding invite or anything
but
like that.
But it's love.
Oh, wow.
But it's love.
It's love.
But DJ John.
How much love?
You know what, guys? What's love got to do with it? Am I right or am I right?
I mean, now, very tell you, appropriate.
First of all, get on the phone lines right now, 1-800-223-9797. See if you're smarter than DJ John. Guys, tonight it's official. Okay. I'm getting on a plane after the show.
Oh, okay.
I am flying to Logan Airport in Boston, Massachusetts.
God, you're such a nerd.
Never heard of it, but okay.
You've never heard of Logan Airport. Okay, it's a big airport.
Okay.
And I'm getting on that plane, and I'm going to go see those Boston Celtics fight for their playoff lives tonight.
Yeah, you're going to lose tonight. Yeah,
so wait, you're going to an elimination game.
Yeah, for the second year in a row. And I went last year, remember, to the finals, saw them get eliminated.
Oh, you're bad luck. They might not want you there.
No, they're not bad luck. I've been there for wins, too. I've been there for wins.
They might not want you there, man.
But the last couple of playoff games, I feel like I've been there for losses.
They might not need you there, man.
Well, guess what? It's too late. I'm coming.
Oh, man.
This is different, though.
Is it the Rosenberg curse?
No, please don't. You like Drake? I'm not Drake.
Good point.
I'm just asking.
I'm not sleeping with any of the players on the team.
Oh,
that's
my
good.
God.
Wow. That's good.
No, I mean, like, you remember when he was with Serena and then she lost and everyone was like, oh my God, it's the Drake curse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
So I'm very, very excited though, guys. And this time is different. The Celtics are actually, I'm a guest of the Celtics. They're taking care of me.
The Fellowship of the Win this time.
Yeah, yeah. It's no longer the Fellowship of the Championship. It's the Fellowship of the Win tonight.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
I'm proud of you, man.
You're proud of me. Go ahead, John. Continue. You know what? Let's just play a song. He makes no sense. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, oh. It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
You could be in the building. Be call number 9.
Baby.
Baby. You're going to Summer Jam, but not only any regular tickets. You're going on the floor, baby.
Oh, floor seats? Yes. Wow.
Those are some expensive seats, man.
Is it? UBS Arena, June 4th. It's happening. You're going to see Cardi B, Ice Spice, Coi Leray, Lola Brooke, Glorilla, Lil TJ, 504, French Montana, and more. Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop with the Lox. It's going down, baby. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com. UBS Arena. Don't forget it. June 4th, baby.
Do you know what I have to say about this event?
What?
Gras. That's how I feel about it. I honestly feel like gras, keep it a stack.
Keep it a stack.
That is my personal feeling on this. I'm feeling like I'm keeping it a stack.
It's going to be so much fun.
Shawnee, do we have anyone on the phone lines who thinks they're smarter than DJ John? I wonder what the theme is today.
We have Deja.
I like that name.
Deja.
That's cool.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Deja. What do you do for
hello.
Living?
Wagwan.
Me? I'm a social worker. Good morning,
good
by the way.
Morning to you, Deja. Now, are you a big fan of Summer Jam?
Oh, my God, yes.
Girl, you know these are floor seats.
Girl.
Oh, my goodness.
So you better get this right, okay?
Right now.
Okay, don't shake, and I want you to pay attention, okay, because I have a question for you, and you have to be smarter than DJ John, which I know you are. All right.
Okay.
Deja.
What is the definition of gras?
No, that's not the question, Deja. Deja, can you tell us? We've been talking about the great Tina Turner. What was Tina Turner's ex-husband's name?
Ooh, that's tough.
Oh, really?
Very tough.
That is so easy. His name is Ike.
That is correct.
All right, Deja, you got it right. DJ John, here's your question. Another easy one. Can you tell us which Guinness World Record did Tina Turner set in 1988?
Oh. You know this.
Oh, the amount of love she got.
Mm. Come on.
The amount of love she got. What love got to do with it, right?
No.
What?
She played a show in Rio de Janeiro and played for the largest paying audience for a solo performer selling 180,000 tickets.
Wow. Yeah. You hear that?
Wow. Wow.
Where is that? Yo. Where is that? Rio what?
In Rio de Janeiro.
Oh. De Janeiro? That's how I'm going to pronounce it.
Deja, you got floor seats to Summer Jam.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, my God. You got better seats than we do.
Word. That's a
thank
fact.
Thank you.
We mean because she has seats.
Yes.
Those are better than ours. Congratulations, Deja. We're going to put you on hold, okay?
All right,
hold tight, Deja. How Laura, exciting. What is coming up in the flashing Lizzies?
Oh, not so exciting news. Fetty Wap was just sentenced to 6 years in prison. So I'll give you the story coming up next.
And then, of course, after 8 o'clock, the greatest songs in hip-hop history. That's right, the greatest 50 hip-hop songs ever. We will dive into that. DJ Cass 1, 97 minutes, commercial-free. Yeah. Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Oh, she'll be on Summer Jam.
It's going to be lit.
Coy.
Yeah, because... Yeah.
I told you guys. I said it earlier and I'll say it again.
Like gra?
Keep it a stack. That's exactly right.
You have to keep it a stack.
Laura, how are things going with you? What any big plans for the big Memorial Day weekend?
You know what? I am a total fool because I made zero plans.
Oh, boy. Wow.
All I'm telling myself is this. The only upside is like when you don't go away is that your city is usually empty and it's nice to kind of move around freely.
That is true. That is true.
So maybe we'll get to do some local stuff. I mean, I have to be outside because of my kid.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'll probably be calling you. Wait, what are you up to today?
Hey,
yeah, I'm just trying to figure it out. But I'm not going away or anything like that.
And they said on a traveling tip that today and tomorrow is the worst days
to travel
that has been in an extremely long time.
Wait, you mean like even including Christmas and stuff, or you mean for Memorial Day?
Yeah, well, since the pandemic, you know how
really?
People have traveled. That's what it said. Yeah,
so it'll be really
be
busy.
Prepared.
Really busy.
Everybody's trying to get to a plane today and tomorrow.
But I have to get to a plane today and tomorrow.
Good
Make
luck.
It happen.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Aye.
At least look, I'm
gonna get into a fight. I think today is the day I'm gonna fight at the airport. Yep. Rosenberg. I want a video to come out. I don't care. I just want a fight to come out, a video to come out with me fighting at the airport.
Not on the plane.
What you don't want is to get on a no-fly list, please.
Yeah, I know. I'll make sure I do it like near the exit so I can run out. But I just want a video. That's what I need to have happen. And although I will tell you, Laura, it is sounding like the weather this weekend's like...
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. But I don't know if it's beachy weather many places this weekend.
True, true.
It's feeling generally cool.
Picnic and park weather.
We'll just do that.
A little barbecue.
And if you want to be out in the clubs, we outside.
You hear that?
We're outside. Yeah, man. Very true.
All right, gra. Have a good weekend.
Gotta be safe.
Let's get into some flashing lights.
Shall we?
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
Oh, man. Fetty Wap is going away for 6 years. The judge sentenced him in his federal drug trafficking case. He found out yesterday after previously pleading guilty to conspiracy to distribute cocaine and was arrested in October 2021. The judge also sentenced Fetty Wap to 5 years post-release supervision. So, according to the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York.
Hey, it's not what you want. It's not what you want. Well, I don't wonder why this... I mean, I guess maybe he had a lot. Maybe he was always in the street.
Or maybe he was trying to keep up a lifestyle because he hasn't been really
and
active
he has
in music.
And he has mad kids.
He has mad kids. So I don't know. But.
Yo, Fetty Wap, man. It's a moment in time.
Yeah.
It's kind of cruising. It's kind of cruising towards like a behind the music kind of situation. You know, unsung, where you look back and are like, remember that guy? I hate to say it. I'm sorry. But now he's going away for 6 years. And he's already had a really long gap between now and the hits here.
Yeah.
And these hits sound so different than anything else at the time. It was like its own genre.
Yeah. And it was so big. It took over the radio. All his songs.
And clubs.
Listen, he's been nothing but a nice guy anytime I've ever seen him. Yeah. Nothing but positive interactions with him. And I wish him the best. I hope he gets through this. Can't say it was my favorite time musically.
No.
Tell me what you see. Is it money or is me?
Everybody's singing along right now. Fire. Chill. Big up Fetty and Monty.
Monty's a great guy.
I play these songs to this day.
You do?
Yeah, to this day.
They work? They work out there?
Absolutely. This one, My Way. Even the other one, Trap Queen, they all work. They
might. I forgot.
I might have to nominate these for Hip Hop 50.
Trap Queen.
Well, guess what? And I will. You know what? I'll nominate back to you a button that says congratulations. All right,
we'll see what the people think.
Yo, Trap Queen. Trap Queen got so mainstream that it was so cringe because it was like just all these mainstream pop white people being like, oh, let's listen to Trap Queen. I don't know.
Loved him so much, you did Thanksgiving bars.
The worst Thanksgiving bars of all time.
Producer Griff, just reminded us.
Whose fault is that? Whose fault was that? It still goes, man.
It got a bop.
It still goes. And then that bass line coming in, right?
She got a whip and now she remixing for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando.
You didn't dance this? Yo, this still goes, man.
Shawnee, I can't tell if you're bobbing your head sarcastically or not. Is it a mix?
I'm like mocking you a little bit.
I'm not gonna lie, man. It feels good. I haven't heard this in a hot minute, and it feels good.
It is a vibe.
Yeah, the vibe is I went to a musical on Broadway.
It does feel theatrical.
It's very theatrical. I can't do it.
And I get down with my baby.
It's wavy. Yeah. Are we rocking?
Oh, man. All right. That's your flesh and legs report, man.
Hold your head, Fetty Wap.
Yes. Time is 8:02.
Shouts to Jersey.
High of 69 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
UQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Dede, good morning.
I'm fine.
Dede is ready to test her daughter, Nakira.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so Didi, are you worried that Nakira, because you're saying here that you want to act like you're in a store about to fight. Is this something right. you normally do, get into fights, and your daughter's often embarrassed or has to show up?
Yes, because I have a bad attitude, so wow. I'm always about to get into it.
Oh, boy. How old is Nakira?
Nakira, she just turned 26.
Okay.
And how old are you?
I'm 46.
Okay, here we go. Mom still hasn't matured, still out here getting Nakira in trouble. It's okay. No judgment. No judgment.
So spicy.
All right, Didi, here's the deal. You're going to call yes. Nakira on your line and then conference us back in before you say anything, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go, my plan here, Didi, is for me to go, I'm going to go Karen status because I'm not going to pretend to be a black girl. That's not happening. So I'm going to just go yeah. full on fighting oh, yeah, Karen. Girl.
Yeah. Okay, here we go now. Jay, you got any gentrification going on in your neighborhood? Any white people moving in?
Not really.
Oh. Okay, well, Rosenberg's the first one. Here we go. Let's see if Nakira is ride or die. Didi, call her up.
Kira.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
Yeah, girl, I'm at the store right here on Thursday because I'm working over here. And this girl, she bumped me. And I'm about
I'm
to...
Not I'm not a girl. I'm not a girl, okay?
Right now. Come over
I'm
here
a
right
problem.
Now, right
I'm about to be a problem for you, all right. Miss.
Stop you want to come right now?
Stop playing.
You could get f***ed up, too.
I'm serious. She bumped me, and I want to...
Come here and help your
bitch. And I want to make sure she don't jump me.
I'll jump you.
What is that one other line?
I just need you to come right now, Kira. You coming right now?
Yes.
Hurry up, bitch.
Hey, yeah, Nakira's ride or die. She didn't believe it, though. Nakira was not for it. She knew that was Rosenberg off top. She was like, why you playing on my line, Mom?
I knew you was playing. What is that?
Nakira, you didn't believe Rosenberg?
Who the hell is this?
This is Ebro in the Morning, Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Y'all so corny.
Oh, damn.
Yo, it was your mom's idea.
Who is that? I'm at work. Come on, I can't be playing around right now.
Yo, you're terrible.
Yo, you and your daughter have a great relationship, I can tell.
She sounds like a joy.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us at rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com. That's rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Yo, this is hip hop, baby.
Yeah.
Hot 97 presents Ebro in the Morning's top 50 songs in hip hop history.
Oh, yeah. It's time. We're running it back. What did we say? 01, 06?
Yeah.
Now, last week's winners, Rosenberg, or actually, no, let's go to Cast One. Last week's winners, Cast One. Who were they again?
Last week's winners were Straight Outta Compton by N.W.A.
Wow.
And Tribe Called Quest, Bonita Applebaum.
Yes, I'm okay. So for two.
Allura Styles sweep last week.
There
Her
you
picks
go.
Were in.
I'm actually, I guess I'm pleasantly surprised by both of those.
I'm happy Tribe now has one
yes,
in.
Yes, me too.
Like, I tried Electric Relaxation. We tried Bonita twice, I think.
Yes, yeah, Bonita was twice. Time. This is my second time putting it in. Did we try it? Can I kick it ever or no?
No.
Okay.
We talked about it.
But
we
like, shouldn't. So I'm happy. That, I'm though, happy. They. I'm just happy they're in. I'm just happy they're in because you never know what matchup you're going to get given during week. Just as
what matchup?
As my
your
friend,
man, your man talk. Your man talking sports.
I mean,
matchup is no, but the matchup is important
because as my man, yes. as my friend Jay-Z was just saying the other day, can I get in the top 50?
He hits you about it?
No. But he can't seem to catch a matchup. He can't seem to catch a day where he's getting in.
Well, since we're doing 01 to 06, it's a lot of Hov in there. Some class. You got Blueprint. You got Black Album. You got Blueprint 2.6 or whatever it was.
Oh, my God.
2.1.
I don't want to spoil, but he may be one of my picks today.
All right. So let's see, bro. Let's see.
Who's going first today? Who's
That's
setting
me.
It? 01 to 06. Laura Styles set it.
I'm going
first. Okay, so I picked this group because it's important. They changed so much in hip hop.
Changed. Okay.
They changed the way people talk. They changed the way people dress.
The way that people talk and dress.
Dressed, especially.
You're okay. Maybe.
Right, man. Play the damn song.
We're going with the Diplomats.
Dipset.
Dipset. Anthem.
Let's go. Great pick.
Let's go.
I thought about that Cameron album. There's two amazing Cameron albums in here. There's the Jewels album. You know what I mean? It's good times, man.
Remember, shirts are way too long.
Man, pants way too big.
Yes.
Bandanas and hats at the same time.
So many patches. So many flags.
So many. So much.
Tell them it's August. I'm going to November. I need a couple birds. Get abroad. Have them sent up. And light it like it's my block now.
All right, kid.
He understood me quite clear. Then that thing bang out and rang out the side of his right ear. And I got back to my business. Back to my back to the
clocking math. His math was mathing.
And it's interesting, you know, as the years have gone on, I've realized how much those songs connected well beyond New York. You know, LA loved Dipset.
Remember, that's you know, that's the beginning. That's MySpace, the internet. There was a lot of online trading of culture at that time. Mixtapes was moving around everywhere. They had you know, a lot of kids was going away to school sharing music. That was it was a good time.
Worldwide, even that was bigger even in Japan. Like,
huge. All right, my next pick is from a friend of the show, a friend of ours, but this beat still rings off, and it's actually one of my favorite Neptune's beats, if you really think about it.
Hey.
Let's go. Nori.
That's a vibe.
Yo, it's a lot of Pharrell in this time, man. I almost came with a Heat Rock in the same era.
I came. Party.
What?
Your girl was looking at me.
She was.
She's a haggler. No, I'm not tagging her, but you don't want them boys to come over and start asking you. What you wanna do? What you trying to do? What you wanna do? What you trying to do? Yeah.
Your NR pop beat, say what? That's the man.
Thugged out militainment.
In the label to jam, still flossing, showing your rocks. Ain't you dudes heard grimy, man? We stole your watch. It go Indian style, knees bent and die cheeky. Strapped with the baby, BT. Juicy at the bar, looking good in the brown dress. More than six, send them things in the round yet. What's not all thugged out loud and clear? Send a straight henny, just grab me a beer. You see, I'm repping now, and my mommies, I got a now. Got them clowns at their feet, they hot stepping out. Left that whack label, cause I don't like. I'm like a hammer that you hold in your hand. I make hits at the white boy club while I'm buying a bar. They like, hey, now
you're an all-star.
Boy, I came to party.
Yo, so serious question. This is one of them ones from Nori's catalog, but is it this one or Grimy or Super Thug?
This one.
Rosenberg, you say Super Thug's not even in the convo.
No, I say Grimy's definitely not in the convo.
Definitely not in the convo.
Not remotely in the convo. Super Thug, a lot of people put like so much on because of it being the first Neptune's like slippity slap, slap, slapper. But to me, I just don't think it stands the test of time in the same way. Like, I don't want to listen to all of Super Thug.
Yeah, no, I rarely go all the way through it.
Like, it comes in strong.
It does.
I mean, honestly, it's the helicopter, the talking, all of it's awesome. But then after the first verse, I'm like,
talking about the Philippines. I don't know. I just made sense.
Something about the Philippines.
Yo, we're running it through to this week's submissions for the greatest 50 hip-hop songs of all time, our way to celebrate 50 years of hip-hop here at Ebro in the Morning. Who is the second person to submit songs this week?
I am number two.
Shawnee Culture.
Okay,
right. All right. So this first song, it just feels like, you know, when the weather starts getting warm, you need that energy, that kind of hip-hop that just makes you want to roll the window down. And, you know, I love it like a fat kid love cake.
Oh.
Well done. New York City.
The Shawnee Culture Queens agenda continues.
Listen, if it's good, it's good. You know what I'm saying?
Now, Shawnee,
it ain't my fault. It's from my hood.
Now, Shani, why'd you go here instead of Many Men?
Well, Many Men was nominated before, but I like this song.
Okay.
I think it's one of his best songs, for real.
It's definitely still playing out here.
That is true.
For sure.
Stood this at best time.
It's a feel good.
Got some questions that I gotta ask, and I hope you can come up with the answers, baby.
Girl.
It's easy to love me now.
R.I.P. Nate Dogg.
Yeah, man.
And now, would you
yo, this could, this is gonna be one of those situations where, like the Nas, if I could rule the world, if I rule the world, if I could rule the world, for me. We're in the list right now. We have in the club 50 Cent already made it.
Yep.
And then if 21 Questions made it, it's basically the mainstream records from 50 Cent.
Yep.
Disappear like some of my friends. If I
not
was
the culture classic,
you'd be by my side.
True.
If it was time to put in work, would you be down to ride? I get out and chill and drive. I'm asking questions to find out how you feel inside. If I ain't rap because I flip burgers at Burger King, would you be ashamed to tell your friends you're feeling me in the bed? If I use my tongue, would you like that? If I wrote you a love letter, would you write back? Now we can have a little drink, you know, a nightcap, and we can go do what you like. I know you like that.
It's
easy to love me now.
Hey, that's
a vibe.
It's a bop, though. It's a
bop. You can't deny it.
You can't deny it. It's so good.
No, it's a bop, bro.
It's a bop. So, yo, my second song, it's just, you know, sometimes when I wake up a little late and the alarm clock be, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we got to wake up early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm jetting up that FDR, and I'm trying to get to work. This is my theme song.
Okay.
This my theme song. This song bobbing and weaving on the highway.
What?
I'm saying,
and get the
yo, this got Ludacris canceled. This is the record Bill O'Reilly pulled out the woodworks and was like, yo, he can't have a Pepsi endorsement.
And Ludacris has not been nominated yet.
Wow. I love Ludacris.
There you go. I'm surprised Shawnee didn't go with Splash Waterfall.
This is what I say.
Oh no!
I'm about to punch yo.
Get the that's what I do.
Young and successful. Sex him. Now me to choo-choo. I mean, do they?
We don't know about that part.
We don't know. I mean, we do know clearly. Some didn't.
Yo, he's got so much in. At that time, take the personal stuff aside that we learned about him recently. That mystical at that time, you threw him on a record. It was lights out. Like he was taking your record.
He had that James Brown just kind of like.
Yeah. He really did. And then Laura and I went to the Janet concert a couple weeks ago and saw Luda open.
Mm.
And it's really a reminder of how many records that dude has.
Bro, he got hits, bro.
It's not a game.
He has so many hits. That Ebro, he has songs that we would basically think of as a bona fide smash, wouldn't let it get to the hook. He would just let the beat come on. He'd do like 15 seconds, be like, all right, we're not even doing that. I'd be like, what? Not doing that?
That's the joint.
He's got a lot of joints.
And he sounds so good.
Yeah,
he did. Oh, no, he still got it. He still got it. I think the game evolved away from his style. You know what I'm saying? But it's not as if he's not dope. Like, people still respect him, but the game is just kind of
moved to a
different
place. And he had
a dope
feature a couple years ago with J.I.D. Was it a J.I.D. record? Yeah, and Conway or something?
It was just a record that came out this last year that was kind of moving around virally, and they had him. And then you got the girl in the BX, Connie Diamond, that just is on, got a basically a move, took Move Bitch.
And there
might be a Ludacris remix to it.
Luda's great. And he just got
and that's
his,
popping right now.
His star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, too. Shouts to Ludacris.
Movie star.
Chris
Bridges. All right, who's up third? Oh, I'm up third. Here we go. I'm starting with, how do I even frame this? I mean, it's definitely a classic album. A universally accepted classic album is my focus today. And I'm starting with this one off that album, 2001. That's the year. Neither one of these dudes has made it into the list.
Today might be the day for both of them.
I know.
Because this is one of them ones.
This really
this
is special.
That's facts.
Mama, say that I'm foolish. I only talk about Jews. Do you fools listen to music or do you just skim through it?
See, I'm influenced by the ghetto you ruined. The same dude you gave nothing, I made something doing what I do through and through. And I give you the news about anything, anything, anything.
By the way, respect to all the forefathers in hip hop, of course. But I'm sorry, guys. Did you see that absolutely wild quote from Melly Mel a couple weeks ago about Eminem?
What did he say?
Wouldn't be considered a great if he wasn't white?
Yeah, nah, I don't buy that either. That rhyming right there, the rhyming. Well, and then the other piece that people, the other thing about it is if you Eminem and Dr. Dre and just everything Eminem did with Dr. Dre, the fact that he had one of the greatest producers of all time and that rhyming acumen right there, he would have definitely had super hits. I could argue if he was black, he might have got bigger.
He
would have more hip hop respect.
Yeah, he might not have sold more records because the rats, right. But he would have had more respect, as is exemplified by the fact that we all love 50, right? But as an MC, I'm sure 50 wouldn't even argue that 50 is Marshall, right? Look how big 50 made it under Eminem. Mm-hmm. M brought in 50. Mm-hmm. 50 got to the heights that he got to.
True.
It's just a silly thing at this point. And guys, a lot of people, I'm happy to hate on white people. Give me the chance. I'll do it.
Eminem's not the guy for
He's
that.
Exempt I mean, now, guys. You know, can we move on? Sure, it's time to move on.
Sure.
I stayed in that same pocket, though, and on that same album with this next one, because this started all type of static. And out of all of the records made during the beefing that went on after this record.
I agree.
This is the record.
I agree.
Sonically, lyrically. Impactfully. Oh,
see, we running this rap.
Whoop.
Memphis Bleak, we running this rap. B-Mac, we running this rap. Freeway, we running
the beat,
this rap.
The rhymes.
Oh, it's Sparks, we running this
the
rap.
The pop.
Chris and Neek, we the running pocket. This rap. The takeover.
The break's over.
Guard MC, me,
J-Hover.
Hey, little soldier, you ain't ready for war. ROC too strong for y'all. It's like bringing a knife to a gunfight. Pin to a test. Chest in the line of fire.
Wait, hold up. Will is back, Cast One. Other thing I forgot to say is this record jumped off in Long Island.
Oh, really?
At the old arena at Summer Jam where we'll be in a week.
B-Mac, we running this rap.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
I sampled your voice, you was using it wrong. You made it a hotline.
I made it a hot song. Oh man.
I knew it'd be controversial because obviously that record started a lot of static. Yeah. But when we remember the songs of that kind of moment and that album, 2001 Blueprint classic album.
Come on, man.
You're not gonna, I mean, that's one of Jay, that's, I mean, that is, that goes down in history. Impactful moment. Record that you play all the way through. The rhymes, not a gimmick. Like, it checks so many boxes, and it's and then it's a part of a classic album at that, which really I think seals the deal. Who's got number four?
I do, and listen, Ebro and I have always been in lockstep on the Takeover was the best song of that. I've gotten into a lot of arguments about that.
Best song over either?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, but it's okay.
It's partial, a matter of just right versus wrong and good versus evil.
No, I don't think so.
I don't mean in terms of the people. I just mean in terms of the music.
I mean, Ether was better.
Okay. Jay-Z. Jay-Z.
Murdered him.
No.
I'll give you this. No. Ether won the battle as a moment and what was said. But when you listen to each record.
What?
No. Takeover is a better song.
That's catchier.
It's just, it has a better bop to it. It's better produced. Like, it's just better. Now,
I agree.
Ether brought it home for Nas to win that battle for sure.
Only because people
for sure
so petty. Everyone loved like the little Ether had the nasty lines.
It's a battle.
I get it, but Takeover had the more cerebral lines. He made points.
Nah, that ain't true.
I can't agree with you on that.
Nas got into his psyche of how he looked and treating women and what he talked about women on his records and all that stuff.
Yeah, he got crazy. I mean, listen,
he got crazy. Talking about his baby moms is not.
I don't want to give it up to the Queens guys, but yeah, Nas went crazy, man.
Nas went crazy.
But I do agree with Ebro and Rosenberg
that Takeover was a better record
in terms of song sonically, all that.
Yeah, like all of that, the way it bops, all of that. Rosenberg, you're up, kid.
I am up. Yeah, Ether's trash. Anyways,
don't do that.
I'm a huge Nas fan, as big as Nas fan you'll ever meet. Not Ether though. Let's just stay since we already played two, we might as well just stay. Now everyone can get their Hove 97. We're on the payroll of Jay-Z comments in the chat because Ebro and I did not talk about our picks at all. I'm going back to the lab with another Blueprint one.
You're on that same album.
This to me is one of the greatest Jay-Z songs of all time. Sums up the feel and sound of that record. Shouts to Kanye. This one's Kanye, right? Yeah, shouts to Kanye West. Yeah, let it go, Cass.
I love this record.
Listen, first the fat boys break up. Now every day I wake up, somebody got a problem
with Ho.
What's up, y'all dog fed up? Cause I got a little cheddar and my record's moving out the store. Young spitting at me, young rappers getting at me. My big, but they did it exactly. More money, more problems, gotta move carefully. Cause hate when you getting money like athletes. Young, it's ice grilling me. Oh, you're not feeling me fine.
In the heart of
I said, where's the love?
Ain't no love in the heart of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want it to end. I never want that song to end.
Another great song. That's a great song. You know, and I almost went, and I don't know where you're going next, Rosenberg, so I hope I'm not burying the lead, but.
No, you're not going to mention what I'm big going next. You're good.
Oh, okay. That you don't know off there, too, is crazy, bro.
Yeah.
I almost went with that.
You know what's the sleeper I was saying last week on it, too?
Huh.
That All I Need. That is.
Man.
Bucket Low. All right, guys. So this next record, I understand there are a lot of people listening who are not going to know this record and would not vote for it. Mm-hmm. But for those that do, of a certain kind of hip-hop fan, of which I are my people, my family with inside of this thing we call hip-hop.
Mm-hmm. You sound like you're being some sort of separatist.
I know.
No, I'm not a separatist.
Classist hip-hop.
I'm in here, y'all over there.
No, not at that. I actually think of it the opposite.
Creating division amongst the culture.
No, if anything, it was the opposite. It was more like y'all are here and we were over there. You know what I mean? The backpack rap. But when hip-hop did divide and it did have a period where it did, there was a certain sonic that happened. And I think that this sound, if you were to try to sum up this entire sort of part subculture of hip hop, the DJ Premier, boom, bap, late 90s, early 2000s smashes, to me, this would be the one. We go to Detroit, Michigan. If you know,
You know.
Yeah.
Royce the 5'9".
Yo. I'm the verbal spit, Smith Wesson. I unload with 6-bit, the quick wit, the split a split second. Bomb with a lit wit expression. You hear a tick tick, then you test it. My saliva and spit, the split thread and the fire.
So Rosenberg just wanted to make sure that he got credibility for putting this forward. That's what this pick is. So he could be like, yo, but I was submitting them joints.
Because it dawned on me the other day that, like, as we look back at 50 years of hip hop, sometimes an era gets summed up by a couple of songs, unfortunately. And I just felt like this was the right song to sum up what that feeling of underground hip hop was, like 99 to 03. It was that feel, that DJ Premier did so many great records. But that one just rang.
And you feel like that's the one that's still playing today that gets played all the way through and fits all the criteria.
For that kind of hip-hop fan, yes. You know what I mean? Like, that's, I just talked to Royce about this the other day. That's the song that got
picked. That's why it got picked.
I've interviewed Royce 100 times.
Now I'm messing with you.
But it's the record that got him around the world. You know what I mean? And it was the record that separated him from M. It's around the time he went and wrote for Chronic 2001. Like, it was just a...
When's your interview drop with you and Roy?
It's already out. I'm not even promoting it. You can go find it wherever you find podcasts. One Ep is Life. I'm glad you said that. Actually, video's up on YouTube later today. It had nothing to do with that.
Yo, who's up next?
It's me. And I'm going to go into the whole other room that Rosenberg was just talking about. The one where everybody else hangs out, where the hits are at.
So the hit room.
The hit room, you know what I'm saying? And speaking about this hit... came from the most unlikely place in 2006, from the most unlikely rapper that you thought would have the biggest hit of 2006. I wear a mean
it's a big tune, man.
You can't see my eyes.
This was a whole thing.
We fly, stadiums. No lie, you know this. Like,
it's funny you should mention ad-libs. There was a version of the song with just the ad-libs.
Yo, what? Amazing.
What?
Yeah, it was
That's
great.
Amazing.
It was great. It was amazing.
I mean, yo, I respect
Flex
it.
When that first came out, Flex leaned on that record so crazy.
Yo, the whole city.
I would have never guessed. Man. I would have never guessed when that song came out that Jim would be where he is now as a rapper, too.
Exactly.
Jim could rap his ass off.
The trajectory started there, and he
kept working. Yeah. He kept going.
Yeah.
Cass, what you got next?
I mean, it's nothing to say.
Facts.
It's nothing to say.
Woo. Man, this is one of those songs, no matter how many times you hear it, it's still emotionally...
It's great every time.
Every time it kicks in, it makes you like, I'm going to do something today. I'm going to do something with
my life.
I'm going
to be somebody.
And then when this part comes on, here comes the goosebumps come right here.
Every time.
Carol.
Look. If you had one shot... One opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted. One moment that you capture, just let it slip.
Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, it's in a lifetime, give it a...
Man. Rest in peace, Proof.
Bro, that record's so good, man.
Crazy. And the movie with it is so good.
The movie, that's one of those movies, by the way, it's on TV a lot. And when you stumble on it, you're just like, let me just throw this on.
Yo, I've been traveling all week. I was just, got up to go to the bathroom and somebody was watching it on the plane, and it was the Cheddar Bob scene.
You were like,
where he pulled out the gun in the parking lot, and they're like, yo, what are you doing?
Yo,
put it away. And he shoots himself in the leg. Yo.
It's so crazy, man.
And it's just a good film, man. And it got all the accolades it deserved, the way to the Oscars.
It's just cool. It's the hip hop Rocky. It literally is the hip hop Rocky.
Yeah.
And it stood the test of time. I like watching the battle scenes every couple. The last battle, when he actually does the whole thing that Shawnee always references about Eminem-ing someone, where he points out all his own stuff.
Right.
It hits you every time.
That's
every
mom's spaghetti, baby.
That's mom's spaghetti.
That was over Shook Ones too, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Another hip hop class. I mean, come on.
Shook Ones is in though, right?
Yeah, I know.
It's in. Okay. It's in.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, those are submissions for this week's, getting on the greatest 50 hip hop songs all time list, which you can go check out at hot97.com/top50. Go vote, please. You know what I mean? For what you feel should be submitted. It'll be up there until this time next week, all week long. So you got time to go vote. Let's get to the guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
The Guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Write it down. That's our email. But the gurus unite.
That's what we do.
To walk with you, to hold your hand.
Through the darkness.
Shawnee Culture, do what you do.
Zen, 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 zen.
Light this thing.
We walk these dogs and represent room.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Who needs our help out there? Who needs us?
By the way, the gurus always have your back. And if you're wondering, Gra will keep it a stack.
Yo. I like that line.
That was fire.
That's a good new slogan. I want you to keep with that.
That was fire.
Keep it a stack.
That's what we do.
All right, cool. The Guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Get your emails in today. The Guru at ebrointhemorning.com. I'm a podcast listener. I love the show. I met a guy, and I really just want him to tear it up one time.
They out there like.
He is only in town for 2 weeks. I don't want a relationship. I'm too busy building my career. I really don't care if I see him again. He's just super sexy. And I want to experience him just one time. The catch is, I met him at a family reunion. And we both have the same great, great, great grandmother.
I feel like she threw an extra great in there.
She might have. Is that too closely related for a one-night stand?
Wait, say it again?
That's a wrong question.
She added three greats to the grandmother. Mm-hmm. Is that you? People at reunions go that deep?
Nobody knows the great-great-great.
A great-great? Hold on.
Scratch all that. It's definitely your cousin. It's just like your fifth cousin or something.
Right. It's a distant cousin.
Because it's the great great, great grandmother's what?
That's it. They have the same great, great, great grandmother.
Oh, but, distant cousins.
But does that mean that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I still am trying to connect. Yeah, they're family, but I'm trying to connect. They have the same great, great grandmother, which means that their great, great grandmother and grandfather would be related? Am I thinking that right?
No.
Am I thinking that through right?
No. They have the same grandparents, but way back.
Right.
It's the same. How many greats was it?
Three.
Three greats and then a grand.
Yeah, it could have went anywhere after the fourth great. It could have went in any direction. So
basically, the question that could be much simplified by, yo, can you bone someone at your family reunion who you don't know?
That's basically what the question is. Are you my cousin or
not? Are you my cousin?
What's the Dominican saying?
Oh boy.
Cast one.
Like primo ese primo.
The primo ese primo or
something like that. Ew. So the only reason I wanted him to say it was because clearly people boning their cousins. Right. I just wanted to establish that. I wouldn't suggest marriage and kids, but people are out here definitely tampering with private areas and having a good old time.
Well, there's a few things here, though,
because
we're going through the incest part. But is he feeling you? You trying to throw it at him? He might be looking at you.
You trying to make him your munch? Is he feeling you?
Yeah.
You trying to make him a munch?
Like, you just want him to throw it down one time. Does he even? He might not
Well, that's not
if we say yes, go for it, it's clean. What does that even mean?
Well, it's not clean.
You're supposed to gra, keep it a stack.
Right. That's our job is to the gra, keep it a stack.
And so we're keeping it a stack. So.
I think you're somehow related. There's so many other people out in the world. Just get out of there.
Right.
Don't deal with that. Right. If there's a chance that we could be related, I'm good, bro. That's weird.
Leave it alone, ma.
But that's you
saying one time.
Yes.
That's you. You're saying one time, but if it's good, will it be one time?
It's a good question.
I don't know. I say keep it moving, but
I don't think it's a huge deal either way. But I mean, if you're hesitating on it, maybe Laura's right. You know what I mean?
What?
If it didn't happen organically.
Man, you're supposed to say no, Rosenberg.
I am?
Absolutely not.
I'm just trying to be honest, though, with myself.
You're like, just trying to...
What's
the saying again, Cass 1?
Los primos se priman.
Ew.
The reason I keep having him say it, because if there's a slogan... Okay. Clearly, it's happening a lot. It's all I wanted to point.
Don't even know. Don't even.
No, we have to.
No, don't ask.
You can't just say.
You could Google it, bro. You could Google it. You could Google it. You know what I'm saying?
We need to know the saying.
Google it.
This is foul. I don't like it. I say no. Keep it moving. This is gross.
It's basically saying that family could do it.
Sean. Well, no, but it's not saying that family could do it. This is family adjacent.
Right.
This is the definition of family.
I don't want any parts of a Jace.
By the way, according to Rahsaan Bascom, they are fourth cousins.
Yeah, I'm good, bro.
Fourth? I feel like it's even more than fourth.
Yeah.
Shawnee, where are you landing on it?
I'm saying leave it alone.
Okay, just might as well leave it alone. All right, then I'll go with the other gurus. I don't think
she sound thirsty. There's a lot of dudes
thirsty.
Out here.
Let her get a drink.
Nah, there's a lot of dudes out here.
She can find a drink somewhere else.
Don't do it. You don't even know if he's feeling you. You didn't add that to the email.
That's not part of us for us to know. We have to assume that she can get
it. But if she was like, you know, we're attracted to each other. She's like, I just want him to smash it one time. Like, where is the in there that he's been texting me? We've been talking. We hung out. We had an amazing conversation.
I thought the rules that you guys had as gurus were you work off the information
that
you
we have.
So right. The information we have is she just wants to get smashed.
That's correct.
That's right.
Leave it alone, Ma.
All leave right. it alone, man. This is your fourth cousin. What are we talking about? No, don't do it. Don't. There's so many other directions that you can go in, all right?
That's right.
I say you just leave this alone.
Gra. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness, no weakness.
Is the Taylor Swift Ice Spice song out?
That was what I was going to discuss.
Oh, that's flashing lights. Hello.
On the way, Ice Spice with just one EP, 7 songs in the world, has already collaborated with Nicki Minaj, and Laura will tell you about the next. This is moving quickly, rapidly. I'm concerned.
I'm still a fan even though it's all. I look inside your heart, is there any room for me?
Wait. What did I just hear? Are you going to talk about it in flashing
yes.
lights?
All right, let's go. Come on, let's go.
All right, let's do it.
On the flash lights.
All right.
Put a song.
This was, it's very special. Taylor Swift made an announcement yesterday. Via Twitter, she said, I have so much to tell you. I'm a massive fan of this brilliant artist. And after getting to know her, I can confirm she is the one to watch. I'm delighted to say that Karma, featuring the incredible Ice Spice, will be out tomorrow night at midnight as part of a new Midnight Till Dawn Edition deluxe album.
Wow.
You can pre-order now.
Wow.
And there was some really cool artwork of Taylor and Ice Spice in cat suits in outer space, like together.
Yeah, I think that. I got to go on record and say, I'm a big fan of Ice Spice from what we know so far. I keep it a stack. Happy for all that. So this isn't to negate none of her success or any of that. But I don't give a damn about her collab with Taylor Swift. Actually, it concerns me.
Why?
So you do give a damn, actually. It's the opposite.
Do I give a damn if it concerns me? Yes, you're right.
That means you absolutely fully give a damn. But what is your concern?
Yeah, I do give a damn.
What's your concern?
I just feel like it's so... Yes, she's had success. Yes, it's been fast. But I think it puts the bar at a height so early in her timeline that it'll be hard to continue at this level. That concerns me.
Yeah, I agree. It is.
And the expectation of herself, her fans... Her label and everybody she does business with will be that they continue at this level. I think it's one of the reasons Cardi B struggles to drop another album.
And Cardi moves slower than this.
That part.
Cardi had a lot of buildup and mixtape and a lot of time and TV for years. She had a lot of buildup prior to being on every record. You know, she was on Maroon 5 records and this one. Kendrick, same thing. Kendrick got on a lot of those kinds of records too.
Right.
Including
right.
Taylor Swift. But that was later.
And Kendrick, fortunately, had an identity that was, and music and a sound and a perspective that was well established. You know, I just worry. So, yes, I do give a damn because I want to see the girl continue on and see how much talent there is actually there before you just become a pop starlet and everyone's just, you're just rolling out these kind of disposable moments.
Right, random features. By the way, Ebro, I have to tell you right there. Gra, you did keep it a stack, and I appreciate that.
I did,
that.
Right?
Yep, totally.
No problem.
So on TMZ, they're reporting that there's this awkwardness around this because fans pulled up this audio.
I have the audio, actually. Here, you want to hear it?
Okay. So, there's a clip of Ice Spice saying that she likes to listen to alternative music and she likes the band 1975. Now, mind you, the lead singer, Matty Healy, he's Taylor Swift's boyfriend right now. Now, he went under fire, Ebro, because he went on this show called The Adam Friedland Show.
Yes, which is sort of like the Adam Friedland Show is like a sort of, what I gather of it, it's kind of like an out there, they're sort of in character, kind of wackiest show. So take it with a little bit of a grain of salt, I think.
Okay.
That's how I consumed it when I checked it out.
All right.
But here's...
So what was said?
Here we go.
Listen to alternative music. I feel like a lot of people...
First is Ice Spice talking,
yeah,
and then they cut.
Coldplay, the 1975, obsessed with them.
Ice Spice, you know who that is?
Nick doesn't know who it is.
She's like
one of the Spice Girls.
Yes, that's
she's
right.
Like this rapper.
She's the rapper
that has
the Spice
Girls.
Inuit Spice Girl.
Just this chubby Chinese lady. Yeah, I rap her music. Do they talk like that? Do anyone talk like that?
They don't talk with a Chinese accent.
They talk like more.
So, by the way, real quick to pause, they're not talking about her at that point. That's already a joke. They made a joke like, "Oh, is she the Chinese Spice Girl?" They're making up a whole thing.
And then they say, "Is she a Chinese?"
They said
she's an Inuit Chinese lady.
Yeah, and they said Inuit. Is that Chinese? Now they're talking about something
no,
that's not.
No, Inuit is an indigenous
Alaska.
Tribe.
In that Alaska,
is
right.
That is, you know, it's a that's the group that it's a slur to call them Eskimo.
Right. Got it. Okay. Here we go. So they're not really talking about her right now. They're more just being goofy.
Hawaiian style.
Yeah, more Hawaiian. Yeah. Welcome to Hawaii.
Yeah, local zone.
I mean, you don't really need to play the whole thing. It just sounds like white boy to me. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like white boys, white boy, not knowing what they're talking about. And then you said there was backlash, Laura Staff?
Well, yeah, because, you know, people felt that them mocking Chinese and Hawaiian accents was tasteless and...
But that's not related to Ice Spice. Really. That's just saying now. Now.
Well, yeah, but it's her name. She's collabed with this guy's girlfriend, who's Taylor Swift. And so now, yeah, the internet's going to internet.
Yeah.
So the internet, so your white boy's going to
white
boy.
White boy's white boy, and the internet's going to internet.
And be like, well, yeah. No, I don't like what they said in connection with her name, and you're doing a song with her boyfriend?
And that's your boyfriend?
Excuse me?
Fix it, Jesus.
Fix it.
So that's what's going around the
internet.
Sounds
like a nothing burger is what it sounds like.
I don't know. But.
Well, it's a convoluted mess. Which really doesn't mean anything, but it's a mess nonetheless, and I get why people are offended, because white boys were white boying about ethnic groups.
Right, it just doesn't have to do with Ice Spice and her collaboration.
That's right.
In no way should she be like,
no,
now you should...
I think this was before.
Right, but no matter what, she shouldn't be rethinking anything. It has zero to do with her getting a phone call from Taylor Swift being like, yo, you want to be on this huge song. You know, back to Ebro's point, is it a good choice? Is it a bad choice? That's all whatever, but it shouldn't get in the way of her opportunity.
Well, I doubt she's going to turn down the bag because of these idiots.
True.
Well, and the opportunity is great for Ice Spice in her next project that I'm sure is about to drop in probably the next 30 to 60 days, right? Because she's only given us 7 songs that are all 2 minutes long, by the way.
Yeah, but what if she brought Taylor Swift out of Summer Jam?
It's Liddy.
It would be a moment.
It would be a moment.
That's your
Listen, get your
like
tickets. Ticketmaster. Taylor Swift might be there.
Who knows, man?
Knowing the Swifties, they'll sue us for that last comment.
Just for even suggesting
For even suggesting that Taylor might be there, we might catch a lawsuit.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
We don't know nothing.
What did we learn today? White boys is white boying, and the internet's going to internet.
Yeah.
You
true,
know what I'm saying? True. T-Bro in the morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg.
That presents the...
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2023.
Yo, Rosenberg. You know the people could get their tickets for that VIP Dime Club 97 at Summer Jam.
Everyone who's VIP gets an exclusive Summer Jam merch bag.
You'll get to hang out with some of the Hot 97 staff.
Plus, we'll have that exclusive photo booth set up so you can stunt on your friends.
You might even be interviewed by one of us at Hot 97, and it won't be me.
If that's not enough, you'll get designated check-in, concessions, VIP event staff, your own private entrance, and private restrooms. So while the show's blowing up, you can blow up the bathroom.
Yo, it's crazy. Bro, this is fire, bro. Your own entrance? I don't even have that. It's the VIP Dime Club 97 at Summer Jam.
Sunday, June 4th at UBS Arena.
Get your tickets now. Ticketmaster.com.
You don't want to miss it.
Made hot by Smirnoff Blue Raspberry Lemonade.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.